You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We are 6 days away from the Broncos kicking off their regular season. The actual NFL season starts in 2 days, this Thursday. And then the Broncos have the Monday night football game. Jeremy came up with this week's Mindbender Club poll question that involves Russell Wilson.
Yeah, so should be kind of fun, I think.
We'll talk about that more a little bit later. And we desperately need a Bronco season because after their long road trip, the Rockies got back to Coors Field and promptly lost to the Brewers. They will try again tonight.
It's just to be expected now, right?
Yeah, you know, they'll try again.
They're just going to lose.
They're not giving up. Hey, get a load of this. Across the pond, England's Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has officially left his office on Downing Street for the last time this morning. He's heading off to Scotland, where Queen Elizabeth is staying at her estate, and he will go there to formally offer his resignation and step down.
Well,
that's big, man.
That is big.
They will be transferring power to Liz Truss. She becomes the new Prime Minister. And the reason I'm sharing this story is because I love his quote that Boris Johnson said to the press, because he's pretty flowery with his language.
He is.
He's kind of interesting. Here's what he told the press. Quote, "I am like one of those booster rockets that has fulfilled its function. I will now be gently re-entering the atmosphere and splashing down invisibly in some remote and obscure corner of the Pacific."
Okay, that's great.
End quote. He's that's a good. Booster rocket.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Speaking
now,
of rockets.
Just get a haircut, man.
Right, do something.
Do something.
Hire a stylist.
Please.
Or maybe that's just his image. He likes it, I guess.
I guess.
Speaking of rockets, the big Artemis rocket failed to launch again this week, and because of that,
that
pesky hydrogen leak, Jer, they just can't get it fixed.
I know, man.
Could be weeks before NASA tries again.
I was reading some more about this, and it was on the news coming in this morning, the national news. They're saying probably October now, sometime in October, because they're going to have to wheel it back to the, you know, what do they call that building that it sits in? That giant building.
The big giant hangar, big rocket
and
assembly.
Have you ever seen like how long it takes to wheel that thing back? It's like so slow. So it might take a couple weeks just to get it back to the hangar. But yeah, that's a bummer, man. That's a kind of a black eye for NASA.
Yeah.
But better safe than sorry.
I say keep going with the private enterprise.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
So today is 2-Point Tuesday with the Mindbender at 7:30. It's also something called Telephone Tuesday. Did you read about this? They say...
I was reading it, yeah.
They say this is the day of the year that businesses supposedly get the most phone calls because there's always a big spike after Labor Day weekend anyway because businesses are back open, and it's the unofficial start of fall, so people start getting ready for the holidays, and they're calling businesses for a bunch of... The thing is, if you've tried calling a business over the last year...
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be on hold for hours anyway. Nobody wants to do business with anyone.
That
anymore.
And it's just like little places even. I was calling around to try to find a spoiler. Well, I guess it's not really a spoiler because I couldn't find one. I was looking for a Broncos hoodie for Nicole for her birthday, and I couldn't find one in women's sizes. And I was calling like four or five little places, like places in the mall and like Dick's and, you know, sporting goods places. The people that answered the phone had no idea how to talk on the phone, and they had no idea about what products they have and don't have.
Yeah.
It was so frustrating. So frustrating. They're like, I don't know. A lot of that. I don't know. Did you go to our website? Well, no. I want to know now if I should be driving to your store to pick up the product. I don't know.
Yeah, it's getting bad, dude.
It's getting really bad.
Anyway, Telephone Tuesday. They did ask people to name the top features that they wish their phone had. The number one answer was people wanted caller ID for every number.
Yeah.
Even businesses, random numbers you don't recognize. Yes, yes, and yes, please.
Yeah, I do like that. And I like the drunk text filter, too, for people that, you know.
Yeah, they do want
for
that.
Your phone to stop you. It knows if you're intoxicated, and it'll stop you from sending texts.
And then one other thing I'm quickly going to throw in. It doesn't surprise me that this is starting in California, but there's a new bill that just passed in California that will actually pay its residents $1,000 to not own a car. It has to do with like a $1,000 credit on their tax return. And originally it was going to be $2,500. And there would be no upper limit on who got that. Like, a lot of times they'll say now it's like if you make less than $40,000, blah, blah, blah.
But I think they're going to have to offer more money if you're, you know, it needs to be a substantially more, larger number for not having a car.
That's not where my brain went. My brain went like, how much is this going to be abused and you know, how much will people lie? Oh, I don't have a car.
Oh, yeah. And then they're California's a mess. Come on.
It's a mess. It's been a mess for half a century.
Especially this whole thing of limiting the sale now of gas-powered vehicles out there in like how many years?
2035, I think.
2035. They want all electric, but yet they're telling people to not charge their cars right now because the grid's shutting down.
Yeah.
Because they can't handle it. Scratching my head right now.
What? Oh, California.
Oh, Cali.
What else trending?
Well, believe it or not, Brendan Fraser. Somebody get in the Wayback Machine. They brought Brendan Fraser back. I guess he's kind of enjoying a comeback right now. His latest film is called The Whale, and I think it's based on either a book or a like a Broadway play or something.
Not based on Moby Dick, is it?
No, he's not. No, it's not an actual whale. He's a rather large man in this movie, like 600 pounds or something, and it's called The Whale. And I guess he was at the Venice Film Festival on Sunday. Why is it rude? It's the name of the movie, and that's kind of what it's about, I believe. And he got a 6-minute standing ovation. And there's some video of him standing there, because I guess his performance was just so spectacular. He had to wear a giant bodysuit for this whole thing, and his acting is really good, it sounds like. And he started crying during the standing ovation, because he was just so happy.
Are we talking about the same Brendan Fraser?
As in Encino Man, The Mummy, George of the Jungle.
Same dude?
Same guy. He was riding really high in the 90s, and he disappeared because of multiple reasons. You can read articles about what happened. But even The Rock went online. Just some bad stuff. The Rock went online and even tweeted out him crying and giving him props. And everyone's like super excited that he's making this comeback, including Jer Bear. I think Encino Man is one of the greatest movies ever made. Screw that Jaws movie that you just...
I'm quitting. Goodbye. I'm out. Finish the show
no,
yourself.
No, come back. Come back.
No.
I mean, Pauly Shore, it's a Disney movie. It's a classic film from the 90s. No, come back. I'm wrapping up the Brendan Fraser story. Come back. He really is gone. He walked away. Come on. I'm almost done with it. Come on. Put your headphones on. It's a really good Disney movie, Dom. Shut up.
Encino Man. One of the greatest movies ever made. That just encapsulated.
That's a mighty bold statement, Jer
Bear. Everything about this show. The entertaining differences between Dom and Jeremy.
It's such a good movie.
All right,
let me give you this. Let's see if I can redeem myself with a company that's looking for somebody that can puke on demand. If this skill is on your resume, you might want to reach out to this company in the Netherlands. They're looking for a part-time employee. It's at a clinic where they treat people with different types of phobias, heights, fear of needles, spiders, blah, blah, blah. I guess there's a lesser-known phobia of the fear of vomiting. Whether you're going to be vomiting yourself or you see somebody vomiting, it totally freaks you out. So what they're going to do is they're going to get somebody in this room with a room full of people that are freaked out over pukers, and they want somebody just to vomit in there to help get these people acclimated, I guess, and help treat their condition, essentially.
Are you allowed to stick your fingers down your throat?
I don't know how they want you to do it. They just want you to do it on demand. And they say they've got about 100 people that have already reached out and said, yeah, I'm interested. I'll do that. So I can't puke on demand. I cannot puke on demand.
I once went over 20 years between puking.
That's like a Seinfeld episode, right? Wasn't that his thing? Yeah.
I don't know. I went over 20 years, and when I finally broke my streak, I was so upset.
Oh, that might have been like an epic puke, man. Epic puke.
No, and that's just it. It was like one time.
It was a weak
not
puke.
Not even epic. It was some sort of stomach bug thing, and it was like, ugh.
Oh.
It's like I broke my streak for that.
It was all watery. It wasn't even chunky. Lame. And then real quick, I'll give you this. I guess over the years, there's been 2,400 different video game consoles that have come out throughout the years. And some dude in France, some French collector, it says, claims to have all 2,400 consoles, and he's putting them up on eBay for sale. And his buy it now price is $1 million.
Well, good luck.
His collection spans about 50 years.
It is interesting.
If money wasn't an object, I'd maybe consider it. That'd be a pretty cool collection to have because I'm a dork like that, DT. Big old dork. All right,
is there an Encino Man video game?
That's a good question. I don't know. There might be.
All right.
Clickbait. On our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A bit of a warning to this one. It's pretty intense, but man, it was making the rounds this weekend. It's that amusement park ride in Indiana that malfunctioned, and it slammed everybody to the ground. A lot of injuries. Doesn't sound like anybody was killed, but really wild video. Really, really wild. And I went ahead and just made it our clickbait today. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.